Freddy and the Z-Man.
No.
Right Said Fred and the Amazing Xandero.
No.
Xander Fred. Fred Ziffel and Arnold. Okay, I'm done messing around. This is Fred and Xander on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Fred and Xander back to actually getting up earlier on a Saturday morning.
Here we are.
Yeah, at least for me. Because we
early. Come on, you get up early enough, don't you?
Sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, I guess you don't. You don't have to.
No, when I had the opportunity to sleep on a Saturday when you and I were working 1 to 3.
You took it.
Why get up before 9?
But you still went to bed at like 9.
Oh,
right?
No. Nah, that's the biggest mistake. Now we're back because college football, Chicago's college tailgate, done for another year. Black and Abdallah were out at Twin Peaks last week in Oak Brook, Abdallah's birthday. They celebrated that. Now it's the start of 44 college football bowl games.
It is.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be watching, right?
Not a one. Not, no.
Not even one.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I think I answered on the poll because we have a poll question. I will watch the big three for a couple reasons. The playoff, sure. And then the championship game.
Okay.
Because the playoff is on a day that I work the next day with Brian Hanley for an hour.
All right. So
I better watch it because I got to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have to talk at least a little bit about it. And then the championship game, maybe not, because usually that's on a Monday. And I'm not going to be here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday usually. No. Because that's later in the year now. So, yeah, I may or may not watch that.
You know, I did get sucked into the Alabama-Georgia game.
Okay.
Which is not typical of me.
Right.
But, I was flipping around. I saw it, and I happened upon it. I spent some time, about an hour, watching it. And I thought, you know what? The one thing I do miss about watching college football, there's a certain purity to it. I don't know if I can really explain that over the pro football when you know, they're getting paid lots of money, and there's, you know, all this superstar stuff. With college, they're more, except for the big players, they're more anonymous, and they're playing, you know, they're playing for their future and everything. And I know that there's a lot of money behind college football, but there just seems to be a little more purity behind it, so it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised that Georgia was getting spanked so hard.
Yeah, I think everybody
was. After listening to Hood, who's a huge Georgia fan, sell the benefits of being a Georgia fan.
Well, like it was close to the half, wasn't it? And then it just
got
crazy.
But then that's when I tuned in. They started pulling away pretty bad.
Yeah. So one of our poll questions today, we got a Rock poll up too. We'll get to that in a little bit. But the poll question is, how many college football bowl games do you plan on watching? Most? More than six? Just the playoff games, you know, the big three, I can't believe they play the games on New Year's Eve. Silly, in my opinion. But anyway. Or zero. Okay, you can go to our Twitter poll at ESPN 1000 to vote on that. Again, 44 college bowl games. We'll have a lot of the bowl games here. Probably 8 to 10.
I know that there are people that will watch close to all of them.
And the thing, I think it's a little bit different now, too. And if you want to jump on in, 312-332-3776. But now, there were people before that would watch bowl games for money because they could bet on the games. Mm-hmm. Now there's more people because you can go to FanDuel or BetRivers or PointsBet or any of those.
Hey, you can say that with any sport. Now that you could do that, it's come out from the shadows.
Right.
Everything
now
is.
You might want to bet on those more than you ever wanted to in the past. My buddy, Moofer, I'll call him Moofer to protect him, his identity. everybody else knows him in the Cicero Berwyn area.
Let's pixelate his picture.
Yeah. He would run a college bowl pool every year. And I would get in it once in a while, even though I knew nothing about college football. I was picking the games against the spread, and then you had to rank them as a confidence thing. So it was really difficult. Mm-hmm. 1 year, championship game, I just need Cam Newton to take the ball and fall into the end zone, and I would win $800. Cam Newton takes the ball, takes a knee, like two or three times. From then on, people say, why don't you like Cam Newton? cost me $800.
I didn't know you had such a personal grudge against Cam.
That's the thing.
That happens, right?
Yeah. And people would say, oh, he's really, I don't care. He cost me $800. He hasn't gotten.
He hit me right
that.
In the wallet.
Right. And that was, and then it's great the way this guy runs the poll. There's winners first, second, and third, but then you also win like 10th, 11th, and 12th, and you win somewhere else. So when the thing's over, you can win in different areas. So it's a really nice pool. He hasn't contacted me yet, but I'm sure he's listening, and he probably will, and I'll get something in my mailbox. Jump in.
Probably today.
Yeah, jump in on the poll for the pool. 312-332-3776. I was going to ask you, I don't know if you do this. Sometimes you take the train down. Sometimes you drive down. And we talk all the time here on ESPN 1000. You can listen to us on ESPN 1000. You can listen to us on the ESPN Chicago app.
HD2 at 104.3.
Yeah. Well, that's why I want to bring
100.3.
up. 100.3. 100.3. Yeah.
That's a station from my past.
I'm sure it is. So 100.3. The funny thing is, I listen on ESPN 1000 until I get ready to take Lower Wacker. Today, I'm listening to White Sox Weekly with Connor McKnight, 9 o'clock. Baseball lockout. We still have White Sox Weekly.
Yep. Yeah. You and me both on the way in.
And then what you do is I'll switch it to the 100.3 HD2 when I get near Lower Wacker because it won't go out. But it's great for anywhere in the Chicago area, in the downtown area, because the downtown area and AM radio don't get along.
See, that's the thing. That is why people might wonder, why are there so many options? Well, that's why.
Right.
AM has always had its limitations.
Yeah.
And then in the summer with storms and everything. So that's why you have crystal clear FM, and then that's why you have the app. And the app, really, you listen anywhere in the world.
Right. Yeah, the app is great. And the 100.3 really kicks in when you're coming downtown. And like, I came downtown. I'm coming downtown again tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening, I'm not going to be here for the postgame show. We will have a postgame show. I know that Black and Abdallah doing the pregame show tomorrow in for Meller and Miller as the Bears get ready to take on the Packers. We're going to talk Bears-Packers in just a couple minutes. But, anytime I come downtown, I flip it over to 100.3. And because it's weird, there's a little bit of a delay on the HD.
There is.
There's a little bit of a delay on your smart speakers at home.
There is.
And you can't ask it to play ESPN 1000. You have to ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Chicago. Because if you say
that's a good rule.
If you say ESPN 1000, they're going to go to the network. They're just going to play ESPN radio.
Because that's all they hear is ESPN. And that's part of the technical approach of that. So say ESPN Chicago.
We're actually trying to educate Alexa. It's not easy. But yeah.
No, she's
but it's
stubborn.
Funny, too, because there are times where I've said ESPN 1000 and it would play what it's supposed to play. But most of the time, it'll just say, here's ESPN radio. And when you hear her say that, it's wrong. She's not playing what you want to hear.
And I've encountered the same issue.
Yeah. Happens a lot. And yes, Alexa slowly but surely finding out in my house. And when I say play ESPN, I mean ESPN Chicago.
So the point you bring up is when you get near the city and the AM signal starts breaking up, you either have the app or 100.3 HD2.
Yeah.
If you can get that in your car. Most cars, you can. I have an older Jeep. I cannot, so I go to the app.
Can I promote a couple other radio stations? They're HD FM stations.
Sure.
Because, I know I've
if
seen
their music.
I've seen you come in here with a Loop t-shirt.
Yes.
The Loop is still out there.
Right.
It's
But
it's,
ask a fan of the Loop and a former loyal worker at the Loop if that's the same thing. No.
It's not, but the music is. The music is what if you were a Loop listener, it's probably what you'd still want
to
listen to.
Build your own playlist.
You can do that,
or I'll send you tapes of the Loop when it really matters.
Yeah, but it's good. I think it's KQX HD. I think it's 101.
Yeah, that other company in town is still kind of putting it out there, and the logo's up on the website and whatever.
Okay, the other one.
Yeah,
people at my age, if you listen to classic rock, again, they're both music stations. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you to listen to another sport. Is there another sports station?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, so. The Drive has been around forever.
Yep.
Okay.
Another alma mater.
They have an HD station.
Deep Cuts.
Yeah, Deep Tracks.
Deep Tracks, yep.
That's really good.
Yep.
And there's playing stuff that you almost never hear on radio.
No, and that's...
It's wonderful.
When I was there, I didn't take part in that, but I knew the philosophy in the background, and that's exactly it. You can do... That is what... I mean, aside from what we're using HD, and this is getting a little behind the scenes for radio, that is what those HD channels should be used for.
Sure.
Is to do something that is a little deeper and a little more... I don't know, not, you know, a little more thoughtful than just your ordinary average. That's what you do. And by the way, to really get down the rabbit hole, FM used to be the experimental ground.
Sure was.
In the late 60s, and that's how rock radio was born.
Uh-huh.
And that's what HD 2 is really now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a place to either for a sports station to hang out on FM, that's usually on AM, or music stations kind of stretch out.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And so I'll listen to that when I'm not, you know, when it's late at night or something like that, or there's a game I don't want to hear or something. But Deep Tracks is fun to listen to. But like I said, the reason I brought it up is every day, every time I come down here, right before I get to Lower Wacker, I always pop on 100.3 HD2, and the station comes through.
And that's exactly why the brains here did that.
Well,
so
yeah,
you have options.
And it's funny, because when I do come down here, it always seems that, like, Connor was just getting ready to tell a story about something, and I said, damn, I can't miss this, so I got to switch it over.
You have to be prepared.
And my car, I've got a Mazda, so I've got to turn the dial to go to FM, and then hit the FM, and then go to the FM station I find, 100.3.
What was the story that he related? I heard mostly.
I don't know if it was it might have been a Minnie Minoso story, as he went into the Hall of Fame. It might have been one of those.
Okay.
And he was talking about some other stuff. Oh, and he was talking about Brandon Finnegan, a guy the White Sox signed. I remember when Brandon Finnegan played in the College World Series, I want to say, for TCU, and then he got drafted by the Royals and came up and pitched for the Royals that season. And I remember him, and I didn't know what happened to him.
Yeah,
now
I was
kind
of surprised to hear that that actually transpired during this whole thing. But there are loopholes.
You can, if you're a minor league player, you can sign with other organizations because you're not part of the union.
And he does have some issues with his mechanics, and hopefully Ethan Katz, as heard by listening to Connor.
Yeah.
Hopefully Ethan can straighten that out. He's certainly done some work for some other pitchers.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We come back, we'll talk about the Bears taking on the Packers. What are you expecting? Can the Bears actually pull an upset? I have a hard time saying that without laughing. Can they cover the 12 and a half? Can they cover the 12
that's
and a half?
That's almost even laughable.
That's a big right spread. And what are you expecting from Justin Fields? Bears getting a lot of players back for this matchup tomorrow night at Lambeau. Let us know. 312-332-3776. You're on ESPN 1000.
This is Fred and Xander on ESPN 1000.
And now on Digital FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
I know last week, Waddle and Sylvie talked to Jay Cutler last Friday, and he said he wouldn't play Justin Fields anymore. And that was a lot of the conversation we had last weekend about Justin Fields. And my thing was, if he's healthy, you got to play him.
Well, especially now.
Well, some people would say no, because why?
Well,
you
okay.
Play him?
Let me go on to say, especially after what we saw from Dalton. If we want a chance to win, and your QB1 allegedly is healthy now, let's throw him in, because yes, I think two schools of thought both have their good points and their bad points.
Uh-huh.
Rest Justin. I mean, but sit him and not get him hurt, because look, the season is what it is. Yet we're not that far out of the playoffs. We have a couple of good games. You know what?
Is
that possible?
Yeah.
Certainly. Yeah, you know what? There are benefits to both, but I'd like to see Justin in a tough test.
Yeah, and
to see how he plays.
Tomorrow will be a tough test playing the Packers.
You can't learn without
Lambeau.
Being on the field.
No. At Lambeau. The Packers are 10-2 this year against the spread. They have their best in the league, and they're 5-0 against the spread. And again, the Packers are a 12.5 point favorite tomorrow. The over under is 43. 12.5 is a lot for a low number such as that, because they don't expect the Bears to score too much.
I know.
They probably expect a 35-7 game or something like that. And even that would be under the number.
Is anybody excited about watching this game? Yeah, you know, I know we're going to watch it.
Probably Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth or not.
We're going to watch it. We're going to sit. We're going to make time for this. But are you truly excited about watching this game?
Yeah.
I just have a feeling of dread.
And what are you expecting? I mean, the Bears get guys back. Fields is coming back. Allen Robinson's going to play. Akeem Hicks is going to play. Akeem Hicks says he can play 3 or 4 more years. You can't play a full season. How are you going to play 3 or 4 years? I don't know. That bothers me, because I don't see him.
Does he mean add up all the games actually plays?
I think so.
That means he's going to be in the league for, what, 10 more years?
Yeah, it's going to take him a while. He's missed, I think he's missed 17 of the last 42 Bears games. And now he says he can play for 3 or 4 more years. You're looking for a big contract. I understand that. That's fine.
Right.
Look for the money, but I don't see any point
you know
in
what?
Doing
Akeem,
it.
Hey, you know what, start with a fabulous game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk.
Yeah, see what happens. 312-332-3776. Fred and Xander, let's go on out to our guy, Jim in Aurora. Jim, what's happening?
Hey, Jim.
Happy holidays, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Very good, sir. Mark, Fred, I think the NFL rules change in this year in 2 weeks. I think something you're allowed, I keep hearing that you're allowed to talk to candidates early and sign them or bring them in for a coach. Should the Bears be talking to Jim Harbaugh immediately after he wins or loses the national championship in a few weeks and give him a blank check? Period.
Wow. Go ahead. You can go first. don't go anywhere, Jim. I want to say something.
Yeah, you know, listening to Cap'n Hoody this week, they resounding no.
Yeah.
Want no part of it. Look, you have to tell me, Fred, what your impressions were of him running the 49ers in his time.
He was good, but he had good players, and that's how every coach is going to win.
Right.
He struggled a lot in the Big Ten with Michigan. He has struggled. If you would have asked somebody in the middle of the season this year about Jim Harbaugh, he probably wouldn't have given you much. And I don't think you can overreact on a big win like that against Michigan. Right. That's my feeling.
I'd rather see Leslie Frazier. I've seen that floated around. And that's been a thing for a few years now.
Uh-huh.
I like that a lot.
What do you think, Jim?
Oh, I'm saying to talk to him on day one and give him a blank check to write his amount.
Wow.
That's what they have to do.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, well, they have to do something. You're right about that.
Before we let you go, I see our guy's been having a hard time the last couple of weeks, huh, Steve?
He's been struggling. He's due. I just got an update. He is intensive care for the past couple of weeks, but he may be coming home soon.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We're talking about mom.
Yeah, Steve McMichael. Yeah, Jim's a good friend. And Jim, keep us impressed. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
we'll keep
Jim.
Praying for him.
Yes, sir.
Okay, take it easy.
Thank you.
Jim out in Aurora. I had a chance to go see Steve about it. It's probably a month ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And go out there. I walked in the door, and the first thing he said is, "Man, the Bears suck." Basically, he's just like, it's
awful. You were on the post game.
He goes, He goes, "I look forward to watching these games," and it's brutal. Let's go out to the roads and where we find our guy, Bear fan Bob. Hello,
hey,
Bob.
Hey guys, how are you today? I hope you're warm. anyways, I'm going to call out Coach Nagy.
Okay.
Nobody calls out Coach Nagy.
No, nobody does.
No.
Anyways, I think he needs to grow a pair of stones and show up down there at Lambeau Field wearing the home jerseys, you know, kind of like the Packers did to us down there in the Soldier Field. You know, we may not win the game, but at least he'd get the Bears fans' respect back for doing something like that. You know, show us that he's listening and paying attention for a change. Never mind. Anyways, moving on to the game. How about throw the ball down the middle of the field, because the Packers really don't have much of a good defense in the middle of the field. They got Amos and they got guys. And what these guys do on their defense is they've been taught to make plays at certain times, but that's it. Once they make their one outstanding play for the game, they're done. Okay, attack, attack, attack. Go after them. Hit Jimmy Graham in the slot down the middle of the field. Probably do pretty well. Also, Montgomery and Herbert.
Yep.
Put them in a two-back set, run the ball.
Yes.
Run, and run it right up the gut and keep on running. Keep Rodgers off the field. There's another thought. And for the defense, hey, guys, tackle somebody, even if it's wrong. You know, keep them off the field, 3 and out. And also, stop beating yourself. No mistakes, no penalties. And also, you got to watch these Packers, because if they get behind or the game is even, they're going to come up with the trick play. Can't do it. You know, you got to be careful of that, because we've seen that for years, too. I think this is going to be a closer game than what people think. You know, I haven't heard much mouth out of the Bears for a change, and I kind of like that. You know, and if I was Coach Nagy, that thing with Rodgers telling the fans that he owns everybody, and, you know, because he's beat us so bad for all these years, I'd be hanging that and playing that down there at Hallis Hall forever, because you know, maybe it's time to get these guys fired up, and maybe it's time for these football players to start sticking up for the fans and actually get out there and play hard. And also, throw deep to Mooney, throw deep to A-Rob. They're going to need to do that to open up that defense. They should do okay. There's no reason why they can't at least keep this game even, or even maybe jump up and make a surprise win. Guys, have a great day. Great show. Talk at you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, look, I agree. We've got to run it. Run it up the gut as much as possible. We have the personnel to do that, and that will get them on their heels, and then we can see what we can do with the passing game. But, you know, I agree with Bob in the whole using Aaron's words, but Nagy shouldn't have to do it. Uh-huh. All those players know what
the
he said.
Should, right.
That should fire them up, and if nothing else, I'll be a meathead here and say, if nothing else, I want Aaron to feel three or four sacks. I mean, really
somebody
feel him, because he said he knows those words will come back on him at some point.
Yeah.
Let's make it sooner than later.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Tomorrow, I looked and there's no snow expected tomorrow night. It says, 36 degrees in the afternoon. So not a bad day for football tomorrow night.
Probably high 20s tomorrow night. Sun goes down.
Sun goes down at 4, so it'd be, you know, obviously it's a night game.
Yeah.
So, it'll probably be in the mid-20s. Perfect day for football.
Awesome.
Not a bad day for football. Not a bad night for football. 312-332-3776. I really do think that they need to throw the ball. They're going to get Allen Robinson back, so maybe we'll see Darnell Mooney earlier because he won't be double-teamed. They'll double-team Robinson, right. Probably.
But they've got to set those passes up right.
Yeah.
You know, because they have a decent secondary.
I think the way that David Montgomery talked, the way he ran the ball last week, what he said after the game, he's ready to play. He says, I'm here. He's not worried about, what's going on right now. Each and every game, he goes out there trying to do his best.
Yeah.
He's a guy, and it's funny, too, because I know when his contract comes up, a lot of people are going to want to say, well, listen, we don't have to spend that much money on a running back. You can get any kind of running back. I like a David Montgomery. It'd be nice to keep him here. I'm not sure if they will keep him here or not, especially now that they found Khalil Herbert. So I like Montgomery, though.
You know, I'm kind of tired of them developing, what few players they develop.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired of them developing them and then letting them go.
And I just love the way Montgomery runs and the way that he runs through people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't go down with the first tackle.
Did you see what the Patriots did on Monday Night Football?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they had no choice because it was so damn windy.
I understand that.
Going from one side across.
But if nothing, when I read that, because I saw a bit of the game, and when I saw the final tally that Mac Jones threw three times, I loved it because that's the type of thing that's going to force other teams to look, because it seems to be fads, right?
Yeah.
And you have Bill Belichick, who made this call and won the game because of the plan.
Yeah.
So why not run it more than pass it?
Yeah.
Against the Packers.
Not a bad idea. The game will go by real fast. Let's go to Carol Stream and Steve. Steve, you're on ESPN 1000. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay, good. Steve.
Just a couple comments about the Bears. First of all, one of the other reasons, and people haven't talked about it as much, but the Packers' success over the years, they've always seemed to create depth in their offensive line. And the Bears, as long as Nagy's here and even before, have never had the depth in the offensive line. It doesn't matter who you put back there. If they're going to be under the gun from the word go, it's not worth it. The other thing is, you talk about Nagy, and yeah, I question how he calls plays during a game and his ability to make adjustments throughout the game, sometimes seemingly non-existent. But if you don't address the general manager situation, because the bottom line is I don't think Nagy's had the talent to work with either. If you don't address it, it's kind of like making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without bread. I mean, we can talk about a great coach and all this, but if you don't have the horses, guys, forget it. It doesn't matter.
No, I agree with
and
you.
I really think that's any talk about a new coach at this point, I think, is premature if you're trying to develop a winning organization.
Well, I think it's going to be both.
Yeah.
They need to do both.
I think it will be too, Steve. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Steve. I think it has to be both.
It had to, without a doubt. Now, we have seen, I can't remember what the source was, but it's been floated out that they're starting to look for a football mind.
Uh-huh.
The things that we've been talking about, right? kick Pace up to do whatever Phillips is doing and show Phillips the door, move him somewhere else. I don't care about any of that.
Right.
Get a football mind in to hire a GM and to hire a coach.
Yeah.
That is, I think, the only direction that we would like to see as football fans.
Yeah, that's job one right now. 312-332-3776. And again, I've been saying this for 6 weeks at least. It's not going to happen during the season. Pace and Nagy are going to be here all year.
And I say, if tomorrow goes as bad as it may,
yeah,
as a lot of people think it will,
yeah,
I think the optics will Nagy gets popped.
I'd be shocked. I don't see any of that happening. But I do think they can go and get a football guy during the now before the season comes to an end, because you want to go on out and get a coach, you want to get a general manager, you want to get a head start on all that. We'll get back to your phones. 312-332-3776 right here on ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Fred and Xander.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Before we get back to the calls, 312-332-3776. Callers hanging there. We'll get right back to you. Talking about Bears and Packers, what you're expecting. Can the Bulls pull the upset again?
Bears.
Bulls, can they pull the upset tonight? They're a one-point dog against the Heat, and they got five guys with COVID. We're going to get to that next hour.
Yeah, I don't
think
that's the Chicago Bulls. That's the Windy City Bulls out there.
Yeah, and two guys that they just found off the streets. They used to play basketball here in the city of Chicago. So can the Bears pull the upset? Can they cover 12.5? And what are you expecting from Justin Fields with cracked ribs? Are the Bears going to put an offense out there to protect him? Meaning running the ball a lot, like Bear fan Bob talked about.
But I think that's the only way.
In case you missed Aaron Rodgers' comment this week, Aaron Rodgers, obviously, after he scored the touchdown against the Bears at Soldier Field, said, I own you.
I still own you.
And he has. He's owned he and the Packers have owned the Bears.
It's true.
Yep, there's no doubt about it.
Unfortunate reality.
This week, they asked him about it up in Green Bay.
I don't know. You can question a whole lot of what I said. You know, we've had a good record over the years against them and won a lot of games in Soldier Field and at Lambeau Field. So it's been a great rivalry. I'm proud to be a part of it. We have gotten the better of them the last, 27, 28 times we played them for the most part. But, I'm sure a lot of times in situations like this, the trash talk is only able to be used if you're getting after that individual that was trash talking. So in order to trash talk, you have to have a lot of confidence in what you accomplished and what you're going to accomplish in the future. At some point, what I said will be used against me. That's just part of it. But I have no regrets for saying what I said. And obviously, I think the record kind of speaks for itself.
He's exactly right. The record does speak for himself.
Look, he's not wrong, but because we're Bear fans, that's the type of thing that needs to fuel.
Yeah.
That is what we need to go after. That's what those Bears have to have in their head to avoid a blowout up in their, in their domain.
So what are they going to show tomorrow night on the broadcast? Are they going to show how many Bears quarterbacks have played since Favre and Rodgers?
I hope not.
Are they going to show?
We've already detailed that. The list is so long, they have to scroll on the screen.
Yeah, but they're going to have to do something, because if, in fact, the game is a blowout, Alan Chris can only talk so much about what's happening on the field. So we'll see what happens.
Well, let's hope it's not a
blowout. I'm wondering this. Are they going to, like Joe and Troy on Thanksgiving, when they were essentially making fun of the game?
Yeah.
Is it going to get to that point with Alan Chris? Because they like to keep it loose. They like to have fun, too.
Sure.
Yeah, but they don't do that so much, do they?
I think they do. Like, when games get out of hand and then you hear Collinsworth give the, Al, you don't gamble on games.
Right. Yeah, Al's really good at knowing the spread. So he'll make sure that the 12.5, he may, it would be great if the Bears scored first. The Bears score 7-0. They still got, and not making 19.5-0 after they would score. But we'll see. I'm eager to see how they handle it tomorrow, because, 2 weeks in a row, the country gets to see the Bears. They get to see them tomorrow night.
And we apologize.
And then Monday, the 20th of December, the Bears are at Soldier Field against Minnesota, who actually almost blew one the other day. I guess 11 or 12 of their 13 games this year, the Vikings were determined by a touchdown, and there was a chance that they could have suffered another tough loss after being up 29-0 in the third quarter.
As a Steelers appreciator,
yeah,
I was horrified and glad that they came back, but that still is no good for Pittsburgh to lose to the Vikings.
They've had a ton of injuries this year, and Ben
is on his last leg.
Yeah, literally. They got to find another quarterback. Let's go to Glendale Heights and Mike. Mike, you're out with Fred and Xander. What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to comment on that caller, Bob. He said that Amos and, I guess Savage, too, only make one play a game, and that's it. Well, they've been doing a hell of a lot better than that. Amos has been playing really steady, and Savage is really coming on. And, you know, you forget Alexander's been out for about five or six games.
Right.
They've really held up well. And he also said, well, try hitting Graham, between the 20s. Graham doesn't do anything between the 20s. He's just a red zone target, and that's basically it.
Well, he did earlier this year. He a couple games ago, he had a nice reception down the seam. He doesn't do it a lot, but he does every once in a while. I'd like, for the Bears, I'd like to see him go to Cole Kmet, but the problem with Cole Kmet is he's going to hold on to the ball.
Yeah.
And he also said, well, Montgomery and Hubert, run the ball. Well, the Packers haven't kneeled 100 yards to a back, I believe, in the last five or six games. Their defense, the Packers' defense is vastly improved, and I think that's what's going to help them down the stretch and also in the playoffs. I don't know if the Packers are going to cover the 12. I think it should be probably about a 9-point spread, but doesn't matter. As long as the Packers win and just chase that one seed, that's all that matters to me.
Well, I Mike, appreciate the call. I knew half as soon as he started talking, he was a Packer fan, but I deal with a lot of them. I got my friend Jerry, my friend Griff.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they're all over.
Is really weird.
And you live up north, so there are even more. Even more of them when you get up north. But, I said this last week. Tyler, I'd like to get your opinion, too, and you, Xander, because I sat here and did the Bears postgame. There was nothing the Arizona Cardinals did last week that I said, man, oh, man, these guys are really good.
No.
They got the ball at the 28, the 12, the 15, and the 28 again. I mean, they did nothing. They were given that game.
Yep.
They didn't have to do anything, okay?
Yep.
But there's nothing they did. They didn't impress me defensively. The Bears moved the ball up and down the field.
Well, that's the thing is, good teams capitalize on those mistakes.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's the impressive thing. Like, you're right. There wasn't a whole lot that you could glean from Arizona in that game. Obviously, they were the better team, and that's not really up for debate. But
right.
Good teams turn those short fields into touchdowns as opposed to field goals.
Right.
And the Cardinals did a whole lot of touchdown scoring as opposed to maybe settling for some field goals here and there.
Yeah, they settled for one field goal. I think 24 of their points were off the turnovers because they had three touchdowns and one was a field goal from Prater. And, they didn't do anything that really impressed me. Now, it was a perfect game for the comeback of their quarterback and Hopkins. For Kyler Murray and Hopkins to come back, it was a perfect day.
Yeah.
Hopkins didn't have to play much. They were winning the game rather easily at a time, and they didn't have to run Kyler Murray all that much. Now, he ran for a 9-yard touchdown. He had a hard time holding onto the ball early in the game, but they play the Rams this week. I don't see the Rams losing to Arizona this week. Now, I could be off. It's a Monday night game. I'm looking forward to it. They killed the Rams earlier this year.
I think they will. And I agree with Tyler, but they didn't have to be anything spectacular to beat the Bears.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't see that. I do think they're going to take the Rams.
I didn't think the running game was great. James Conner was good. The Bears' lack of tackling just came up and showed its ugly face again.
You're talking about Packer fans among us. Amongst us. Recently, I go up to see my mom.
Uh-huh.
She lives in Kenosha, right?
Okay.
And I walk into her place. She's wearing a Packers sweatshirt. And I said, first of all, if Dad were here,
uh-huh,
he'd be going nuts right now.
Yeah.
She's like, what? It's comfortable. A friend down the hall gave it to me. It's a nice sweatshirt.
Right.
I'm cold. It's comfortable. It's like, you can't. I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
You can't wear that.
Yeah.
Then she wore it to my brother's house
for
Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
So talk about being ambushed by Packers fans. Now, she's not a Packers fan, But she knows not to wear that logo.
You know what the answer is? Buy her a comfortable Bears sweatshirt.
I'm going to have to. Maybe you just blew it. If she's
Christmas
listening
hint.
now that she knows what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy her a comfortable Bears shirt.
And right away, I've got some stuff that I can give it to her right now in an emergency.
Yeah.
Like, give me that.
Sure.
Right now.
Yeah.
Trade it. And I'll fix you up.
Yeah,
but she's listening now, and that's okay. She probably knew something.
I have a lot of coming
her way.
I had a lot of comfortable Bears like coaches things, like the long sleeve coaches like things. The problem is, none of them are lined, so you always have to wear a T-shirt or something underneath it. And I'm not from the era where you always wore T-shirts underneath. Like, I don't wear T-shirts under dress shirts. I don't wear T-shirts, period.
I never used to. Now that's all I do.
Oh, I never do. And I know for a while there, I didn't go away to college. I didn't go to college. I got, a management certificate from COD. But I didn't go to college. But I know that the college kids a lot, they'd wear the T-shirts because then their outer shirt wouldn't, no need to wash it. You're sweating in your T-shirt.
Well, then, I never thought of it that way.
But I never wore the T-shirt. But I was going to pull one out today. It's a really not. I got four of them. Like a Bears, an orange Bears. It's a Chicago across. It's a coach's jersey.
So you had no T-shirt under that pullover?
Never.
Look, I have one.
Never.
See, I have a couple of these black ones that I wear under everything.
Yeah. I've got a couple of black ones that I wear under. I've got a White Sox hockey jersey. You've seen the White Sox and the Cubs hockey jerseys.
And the jerseys, they dip down low, so you've got to put a shirt on underneath.
Right, then they'll wear a T-shirt. If I wear a Bears jersey, I'll wear a T-shirt underneath it. But every one of those Bears coaches things, if they were lined, you wouldn't need a shirt underneath it. But I guess no one talked to them.
Well, learn how to sew. Sew a lining into them. You got time.
No, I don't sew. We come back. We're going to talk about.
Was that Rosie Greer that sewed?
Yeah, he knitted, right? I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a knitter.
Yeah. We come back. We got our rock poll. We'll grab some more calls. 312-332-3776 here on ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Now, back to more Fred and Xander on the all new ESPN Chicago app.
We'll continue talking Bears, and we got some Bulls stuff to get to, some Blackhawks, so a little bit of baseball stuff. We got a lot to get into. 312-332-3776. We got a rock poll coming up in a second. Fred and Xander on ESPN 1000. Nice to be back 11-1, at least for a while. And
yeah.
The holidays coming up and all kinds of stuff. You'll see us popping up all over the place.
I've seen the schedule.
Yeah.
You're everywhere. I'm in different spots, too.
So. Everyone's taking time off in the last couple weeks of December. Let's go to Lockport and Tom. Tom, what's going
on
tonight?
Hey, what's up, guys? Wanted to, first of all, comment. That was really, really funny. Going to visit your mother, she's got the Green Bay
sweatshirt. Yeah, isn't that great?
I think that's, honestly, I love that. You got to take it off, Mom, or I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm serious.
I mean,
but it's
really,
but it's comfortable. It's like, well, had I known, I would have brought a comfortable Bears sweatshirt for you.
Well, there you go. Why don't you get her three? And then, but to further elaborate, you're irritated, and I love it. Then she wears it to Thanksgiving. That's blasphemous.
Yeah, no, it was. It was.
Yeah.
But the only thing that saved her was we were technically in Wisconsin. So
Right. But, hey, to your point, hey, if you're, if the family grew up Bears fans, come on.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. For all those supposed Bears fans that have turned into Green Bay fans, you're not a Bears fan. And as a matter of fact, you're not a sports fan. You're a front runner, right? So that's what I have to say about that. But with regard to the game, and I'm a 45-year season ticket holder. I live and die with the Bears. That's my team. But it's just an awful organization, as we know. And they're going to go in there, and Aaron, I own you. Which, well, if people are flipping Aaron off, I guess I don't blame him for saying it.
Yep.
When he does own us, and I'm afraid the Bears, because they're not good, are going to get owned again.
Yeah, there's a good.
Hope I'm wrong.
There's a good chance of it, Tom. Appreciate the call.
You know what? When you're close to scraping bottom, is it better to just kind of languish there, or for somebody to push you to hit bottom so you could just bounce back up? I'm at that point.
Are you really? See, I'm never at that point. And in football, I don't think you can be, because the football players only have 17 games a year to play. and you don't know how long their career is going to be. Wow. They got to go out there and bust their tail to try to win games.
No doubt about that. I'm saying, bottom being, we've got to change everything.
Yeah.
And we just have to have the confidence that that's going to happen, which obviously we do not. It's not, you know, this is not the Rooney family. This is not some of the other, you know, families that have run franchises very successfully for years. So we don't know. However, bottom should indicate that only things can change from here.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. Like I said, I don't think anything's going to happen until after the year. And, hey, if Monday morning there's a press conference called and they're going to get rid of Matt Nagy, that's fine, but that's not going to do anything.
You know what it will do? It will give a shot in the arm to the fan base to say, we got embarrassed by the Packers. We understand change is coming, and it starts now.
The problem is you can't fire Nagy without firing Pace and turn this thing around.
No. I still say Nagy goes, if it's embarrassing, Nagy goes Monday, Pace goes during the offseason.
Okay, we'll see.
We coast to the end.
Yeah.
That's the way I think.
Rock poll time.
All right, so Michael Nesmith, a member of the Monkees. Now, this TV show ran from September 12th of 66 to March 25th of 68. I didn't realize it was just not even 2 years.
Yeah.
But when the first episode aired, I was like 14 days old.
Okay.
You were a little older than
nine.
That.
Yeah.
So you remember this. So the rock poll at ESPN 1000 on Twitter is this. Which monkey was Fred's favorite? Now, I kind of thought I would walk into this because I didn't ask you about this.
No.
I have no idea what you're going to answer, and you'll tell us at the end of the show. But coming here today, I thought, you know what? There's a 50-50 chance he's going to say, I hate the monkeys. So, I mean, I didn't know which
way to
go. They
did Last Train to Clarksville, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, that's a great song.
So the question is, what's your favorite? And the Davy Jones, Peter Tork.
I'm not a little girl.
Michael. Now we're down to three. Peter Tork, I said Mickey Dolenz, or the late Michael Nesmith, who died the other day at the age of 78. And he was a crabby old dude.
They all had very interesting careers, though.
Yeah, they did. And he was a country rocker that never really got success after the Monkees. And he hated what the Monkees did to his career, yet he made a lot of money off of it. So when I see people's comments like that, it's like, you know, try not to bite the hand that feeds you, pal.
I'm reading some things too, and he had something to do with the starting of MTV.
Yes, he did. And I can further elaborate. It was he that created a video for some, I can't remember what band it was.
Right.
And somebody said, you know what, you should do more of that. And at that time, he was too busy. He's like, nah, you know what, that's not really what I want to do. But he kind of handed that off to somebody else. So he was involved in the whole video generation to a certain degree.
Yeah, it's funny.
His mom invented liquid paper.
There you go. That's nice.
So he had money.
But Mickey Dolenz, I know Mickey Dolenz's daughter was an actress. They all had something going on. Davy Jones was, like I said, he was on the cover of Teen Beat for years and years. The Monkees
were the original boy band with the TV show.
And I think that they might have also been the group. If you see youngsters walking around with the knit caps on, they might have been the first ones to wear those in popular culture. Because, I mean, it was called the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, because they were in Southern California and they had a knit hat on. And Michael Nesmith usually wore
almost all the time.
Hat.
Yeah.
And fun trivia, do you know who opened up for the Monkees?
No.
On tour?
No.
Jimi Hendrix.
Did he really?
Yes. Can you imagine that? He comes, he hits it big in Britain. He comes to the States because that's where he hit first. He comes to the States. It's like, are you serious? I have to open up for
the
TV
Monkees.
Boy band?
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. I was telling you in the IDOT bullpen before we came in, and by the way, the IDOT bullpen, 300 people die on Illinois roads as a result of impaired driving. Impaired driving really is a matter of life or death. It's always sponsored by IDOT's lifeordeathillinois.com. But I've tried 5 times to sit down and watch the Beatles documentary. I still have not started it yet. I sat down with my girlfriend Linda, who's a bigger Beatles fan than me, and we started watching Yellowstone instead.
So how does this happen? Were you going to sit down to watch Get Back, and then you slip into Yellowstone? How does that happen?
Well, because we had
taken
that.
Who makes that choice?
I think we both kind of mutually did, because we knew that Get Back is long, And we said, we need more time. So let's just watch the 1 hour of Yellowstone and then another hour of Yellowstone.
And I know that talking in the IDOT bullpen, you expressed some concern about how you've heard that it is tedious at times and long and all of that. And I would say this to you.
I don't want to fall asleep. I want to make sure I'm awake.
Well, and you heard that that happened to me, right?
Yeah.
So do it early in the day. You know, because I know you go to bed early.
Yeah, well,
I'm kidding.
I don't.
Do it early in the day when you're not sleepy and be able to devote time, because I'm going to go back and rewatch it.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things that you watch it and you get a 30,000-foot view. Then I want to watch it again for the things that I missed. Have the subtitles on.
Yeah.
You know, and then catch the things that I miss. And I may have to take 3 swipes at it. For total. However, and I told you this, the first episode was tedious at times. It certainly doesn't have an arc, like a plot arc to
right.
it. So you have to push through it, but it is so worth it in the end. And you feel like you know them so much more. You feel like they've been reinvigorated into your life, because the Beatles are part of all of our lives of a certain age.
Right.
And I'll tell you, the anniversary of John Lennon's death just this past week, 41
right.
years. Hit me like it hasn't hit me in years, because I just watched Get Back.
Oh, okay.
Because it seems like he's back in your
sure.
life. And the silliness, I'm not going to give it away, but I laughed out loud several times watching it because they were just 29-year-old goofs.
Yeah.
Like you and me at
sure.
29, just
sure.
goofing around.
Yeah.
And the silliness that they showed on that was really refreshing.
312-332-3776. You want to talk about the Beatles documentary, or you want to talk more Bears, but we're going to talk Bulls also when we come back. The Bulls, often when I start, they do the nice West Coast trip, and then all of a sudden, one by one by one, guys start going down with COVID. They
but
play
we had
tonight.
That Denver game.
Yeah, yeah, they've had a lot of nice games, but the question is, can they survive this COVID outbreak? They got a game tonight against the Heat down in Miami. We'll talk some Bulls basketball. Still here for you. Want to talk some Bears and Packers? Fred and Xander on ESPN 1000.